How do you live by example? How do I live by example? Living by example is one of the most powerful ways to share love, to share teaching, to share life that we could ever have. This is Dr. Herbert O. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Living by example. We go around expressing ourselves, and then we wonder why other people express themselves the same way. Well, believe it or not, people look at us, you and me, as an example for how they should live their life. They say, well, now let's see. Let's go and visit the Byerlys. And when we go to visit the Byerlys, we meet the Byerly family, and we see how they live. Now, when they enter the house, they take their shoes off at the door. Now, why do they take their shoes off at the door? Well, if they don't take the shoes off, they track sand all over the carpeting and all over the house. And they want to go to the bathroom, they want to go to the living room, they want to go to the dining room, and they want to go everywhere, and they track dust and dirt and sand everywhere. Now, if the Byerlys take off their shoes at the door, if the Byerlys take off their shoes and maybe put some slippers on, but they take off their shoes at the door of their house, and they walk around their house, not carrying all the dirt and dust from outside in, then this is what visitors will do. Now, no visitors are too exclusive or too wonderful not to do that. They'll say, do you like to have us take off our shoes? And any visitor worth his salt, any visitor who is worthy of having in your house, he will not ask the question. He will see that you take off your shoes at the door, and he will take off his shoes at the door. No question. He won't say, shall we take off our shoes? Because as a courteous soul, you say, it doesn't matter. No, you can do what you like. But the thing is, a proper courteous host would say, oh, well, we always take off our shoes at the door. It keeps the house much more clean, much more beautiful. And so you do that. Now, when some people don't take off their shoes at the door and they don't make a good example for the household as well as for guests, then how can they expect the guest to follow whatever example they don't even make? So that's just one thing. Now, our life is filled with opportunities and examples. Now, outside, we may shout at each other and say, come on over here, Donna, hey, I want you. And when we're inside, we don't do that. Now, Rex is a great, big, beautiful golden retriever, one of the most marvelous dogs that the world has ever brought forth. And he's our dog. He's my dog. And I'm sitting at the breakfast table talking, sharing with the family. And then Rex thinks of something, and he starts running around in a circle, and he says, I'm going outside. So he goes outside the doggy door, and he comes in. And when he comes in, he wants everyone to be as excited as he is for what he has found outside. And he has maybe seen the cat go up a tree, or he's seen this or that, and he wants to come in and tell us all about it. And he starts barking in the house and talking. Now, the barking is not bad, but coming in the house and barking, that is not acceptable. And so I say to Rex, shh, no barking in the house, Rex. Shh, no barking in the house. But Dad, I gotta tell you this. No, Rex, no barking in the house. And we tell the children, no loud shouting in the house. You just talk quietly and lovingly. That's our example. That's what we do. Well, now, do you ever shout at your family? Do you ever shout at your mate? Do they ever shout at you? Do you ever get angry at one another and say angry and shouting words? Well, if you do, that's a living example. You are living your life by example. Always keep your temper in control, under control. Always keep your volume under control. If you raise your voice, you can expect that people are going to say, hey, what's that all about? But if you're always speaking in a moderate, loving, gentle tone, then everyone will say, there's balance in this family. There's balance in this place. I like it being here. I come here and I feel so peaceful, so balanced. We had a discussion, a lively discussion around the table the other day, and it was filled with emotion and filled with dynamics of all kinds. And then Ellen said, "Now, just a minute. We're having guests over, and I do not want to have us give them the appearance that we are an unhappy family, that we argue with each other, that we shout at each other." And still we shouted at each other. Still we were being unkind to each other. And then Ellen said, "Now, I will not ever invite people into our household until this family is peaceful with itself." Well, now, none of us had really noticed that we were not peaceful, but we were sort of unpeaceful. And Ellen noticed that we were unpeaceful because Ellen is the boss here. She is the CEO. She runs the show, and she runs the family. And we're all unrelated, but we are a family living together. And so as this, when Ellen says, "Peace, peace, peace," when she is the living example of peace herself, then we follow that example. We follow that example in everything we do. And when our guests came, we were wonderfully peaceful, wonderfully happy, which is what we are most of the time. Most of the time, we keep our tempers in control, we keep our attitudes in control, and we are wonderful, gentle, loving people. We are always seeking to live our life by example. And as we seek to live our life by example, whatever that example is, you can be sure that our world is quite wonderful and quite spectacular. You can be sure that with the things that we do, the manner in which we live, the way in which we talk, the topics which we choose to talk about, are those things that are uplifting, those things that are meaningful, those things that are happy and healthy and wonderful to everyone in the family. It's a great and a beautiful experience to live by example. We think, well, I'm going to live by example. And you don't have to think it. You don't have to think living by example, because you are living by example. Everything you do is an example of the kind of person you are. Every attitude you have in your mind, every harmonious attitude, every joyous attitude, every uplifting attitude, every gentle, kind, and thoughtful attitude, that's how you are. That's the example you're giving of who you are to the world. Now, sometimes you say to yourself, "Whoops, I better behave. You know, here comes Mom, here comes Dad, here comes somebody in authority. I better behave." Well, we better say to ourselves, "Whoops, I better behave whether they're here or not, because the example they expect me to be, and they are, I better be. And the only way I can be that example is to be untouched by anything that goes on in the world. Rather, I look at the world and I see it balanced and peaceful. And if I see anyone inharmonious, I immediately am harmonious. I immediately turn on my unconditional love. And the more I do this, the more I respond as I would like to see living as an example in my world, the more I do that, the more habitual it becomes, the more easy it becomes, and the more powerful it becomes. But it only becomes that because I have taken the time, I've taken the moment, I've taken the responsibility to live by example every moment of my life. Each one of us has this privilege and this opportunity. Each one of us has the responsibility to live by example, because No one in our world acts in any way other than the example of who we are. And if we are wonderful, beautiful, fantastic, glorious, uplifting in every blessed way, we can be sure that people who come into our world will follow our example and do as we do. And if what we do is good, then that's the way they'll be too. Think about these things and know that we're always living by example, and that all the world around us is an example of how we're living. And if the world is having a little turmoil, and we are living examples of peace, the world will turn into balance, and all things will be peaceful. I live my life by example, knowingly. And sometimes it's a challenge, but I do it, and it's worth every effort that I make. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.